You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So I see this headline the other day, and it says 9 unethical life hacks. And I don't know, Emily, do you want to explain to people who don't know what a life hack is? How would you put that into words?
A life hack is something that you like wouldn't normally think of to do, but it makes your life ultimately easier. Like, you know those clips, like if you have like a big stack of paper and those really
like a
heavy,
butterfly clip,
like
right?
The big butterfly clips.
Yeah. Yes.
If you clip one of those on like the side of your desk, and then because of the way the little handles are, you could stick all your charger plugs in there and they won't go through. So it just leaves everything nice and organized and you have access to all your chargers.
Life hack.
So that's just an example. It just makes your life easier. And you're like, I never would have thought about that with a clip. So there you go.
So apparently somebody has gone and gathered, they've kind of made themselves into an aggregator. And they have aggregated all of these life hacks that allegedly can save you money. But the problem is the vast majority of these are quite unethical.
So theft.
You'd have to listen to this and you'd have to say, would I do something like that? Now,
we do not endorse any of these. We are just
the
messengers.
Now, the very first one that was on the list is actually one that we've talked about on this show.
You've talked about.
Well, I have. Just because when I stay at a hotel that offers free breakfast, I've thought about this multiple times. I've thought, what's to keep me from just walking into this hotel and going into their little kitchen area and making myself a waffle.
They have the free continental breakfast.
Yeah. What's the deal? Why wouldn't I do that? And, you know, it's not like there's somebody at the hotel who goes around table to table saying, can I see your room card or something
right.
like
there's
that.
There's no bouncer.
I've chalked this one. I've put this one on my list of in case I ever become a hobo as well, because, you know, it's a freebie. You can just kind of wander in and get free breakfast.
I'll never get tired of the word hobo.
If I ever become a hobo.
I envision the long stick over
That's
the
right.
shoulder with the
checkered
the bandana
on there.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of them. And I have thought about that before. I will say
people are doing it.
Completely honest here. I have never done it, but it's crossed my mind.
Why not? You put a newspaper under your arm and come walking in like you own the joint.
Do they have a continental breakfast at the Four Seasons?
Do they make newspapers anymore?
Is there
anymore?
A buffet there?
Actually, I've even gone so far as to think, well, would I just get out of my car like one of those little rolly suitcases and just come walking in?
Carrying have a prop?
Because then, right, a
yes,
prop.
Yes, you have
because
to.
Because then nobody would ask you anything.
Nope, you're here on business.
Nobody.
Business.
Would do that. Here's an interesting one. How would you like a free phone charger?
Well, all right.
Because everybody loses their phone charger.
The guy down the hall.
I think our
with
salesperson
the all staff.
Down the hall would love
all
a
staff.
Free phone charger.
All the time. So apparently the way you get a free phone charger is by going into any bar and telling the bartender that you think you left yours there.
Oh, that's so true.
So they got a box of them probably.
Well, hold on.
Huh?
They said it often works because people really do leave their chargers at bars a lot. So they'll probably pull out a bunch of them and you just pick the one that fits your phone.
Works for me.
And you're like, dang,
beautiful.
That's it. That's mine right
that's
there.
Good.
Uh-huh.
That's really good.
Nobody
all right.
puts their name on them.
Well, so, I'm sure Jeremy would.
Shut up. Let's move on.
So that's
Jer.
One. this one... Okay, so imagine you go downtown on a Friday and you're in one of those parking garages.
Oh, this one.
Okay, so you drive into a parking garage and you hit the little button and it spits out a ticket.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You take the ticket, put it in your car there, and you
thing
drive
opens
in.
Up.
You find it, the arm goes up, you pull into the parking garage, you go in, you find a park, and then you go party your butt off for like 6 hours downtown.
Naturally.
But this is a parking garage that charges by the hour. So when you're ready to leave, I can't believe I'm telling people this. Am I going to get hate email for this?
Who cares?
From
say
the
it.
Parking garage gods, yes.
See, I have an issue with this one.
I don't
okay, well,
know.
Let's just,
is
there's
this
logistics.
Legal?
So
is this
you,
legal?
So you've partied for 6 hours. When you're walking back to your car, you go back to the entrance of the garage and you hit the button and let it print out another ticket.
Fresh new ticket.
Fresh ticket. Go get in your car, and then when you go to leave, you've got parking there for only like 5 minutes.
Right, because you use that ticket that you just got.
Right.
Right.
And zip on out.
Yeah.
And then you put that in, because a lot
so
of times
bad.
There's not an attendant, and you just put the ticket in, because I've got the recording down.
Please insert your parking ticket.
Right.
Please insert your parking ticket.
Yeah, the stripe has to be facing upward and to the right.
And to the right, and you put that in. Next thing you know, there's like, please pay $1. And you're like, yep. Score.
I'm out. $1. It's really good. I feel terrible. I've never thought about that.
I haven't either.
But I'm wondering if there's a camera situation that comes into play here. Like, there's probably a camera focused on entrance. So they're going to see you walk up and take that ticket, and then there's probably a camera on exit.
Yeah,
so they're
going to
see you leave and get your plate number.
But there's not somebody who's sitting there watching at 11 o'clock at night watching the cameras. That's in case there's an issue, and they need to go back later and look at the videotape.
I'd still be too scared. They'd have my plate number. They'd see me pull it. They'd see me leave.
Well, so it's worth a shot, because then what are they going to do? They're going to say, you owe us the extra $12.50, you know, for your hours in my parking garage. So, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Or it's theft.
They'll arrest you. Or you could say, I was afraid I took my ticket, with my original ticket, I lost it, and I just wanted to be able to get out. I lost my ticket. I thought I could get validated
you
at this place.
You are slick, Rick.
That's good. I just act really confused.
I'm feeling so dirty talking about this.
I'm so confused.
When we come back, there's another one on the list that Jeremy says he's all over. And this is about if something that you own breaks.
Right.
And it's out of warranty.
I've done this.
We are corrupting the good people that listen to us.
I don't feel good about it, all right?
You are.
I feel terrible talking about this.
You should.
We're talking this morning about these things called unethical life hacks. One is how to get cheaper parking in a parking garage. One was how to get free breakfast. Another one was about getting a free phone charger. Before we go to this one that Jeremy wants to talk about, which is when something breaks, Bob is on the line. Hello, Bob. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
What's on your mind?
I've been listening and laughing at some of this stuff.
Yeah.
You guys did not compile the list. So it's not like you thought this stuff up. You're actually trying to teach us a lesson in morality. You're all feeling guilty about certain things, about even sharing this.
Right.
But you're trying to teach us that we probably shouldn't be doing it.
That's the whole type of thing.
That's a good spin. Sure. And I got another thought, Bob, that will piggyback on that. By announcing this on the radio in front of 250,000 people, what we're doing is we are alerting the parking garages of a hack that they can then go and fix. In other words, when you punch the thing for the ticket to come out, it will only work if there's like the weight of like 1,500 or 2,000 pounds.
Like a car sensor.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way it will spit out a ticket. What do you think of that?
Excellent idea.
Yeah. We're changing lives. We're doing God's work really here.
Yes, you are. You're trying to teach us, like I said, lessons of morality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I like it.
Preach, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Have a good day, guys.
You call as often as you want.
What a great
man.
Spin.
All right. Here's Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning.
What do you got to add to this?
So we used to do the parking thing, but in some of the university parking in the city, they don't make you pay after hours if there's no attendant. They just raise the gate, and you go in and out. So those of us with late night Saturday classes or Sunday classes sometimes, you just go inside the exit, park, and then go back out the exit. So we were telling each other about this, and there was a newer kid who didn't want to pay for parking. So we said, yeah, this is how it works. So go ahead for it. You know, we've been doing it for forever. So he comes to class next week. I guess the parking garage people found out about this, and they put one of those spring-loaded reverse spike strips down.
Oh!
And the sun was just right, and it cast a shadow. The poor guy didn't even see it.
Oh, God.
And just destroyed his tires.
Oh, no. That'll learn you.
More expensive than paying for parking.
It's like we were just saying, Patrick, a minute ago. I mean, by announcing these things, people like your parking lot at the university, they learn how to combat the hack.
Oh, it stopped instantly.
Yeah, that all sucks. Listen, I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Well, that makes total sense.
Yes, it does.
That guy's a legend on campus, though.
He blew out all four tires, bro.
Yeah.
All right, so what's this thing about if you buy something and it breaks and it's out of warranty? What's that?
So a friend of mine did this.
Uh-huh.
So say his crock pot broke down and he had the crock pot for a couple years.
Who in the world do we know who has a crock pot?
And it gave out. What my friend did is he went back to the store and purchased the same crock pot. It's only been a couple years because his old one broke. So he purchased the new crock pot, brought it home with the new receipt, unloaded that one, put his old crock pot into the box, took that one back to the store.
With the receipt.
Say, yeah, it doesn't work good. It's not working. It already broke. With the new receipt and returned it. That's not a noble thing to do at all.
What if that backfires and they say, well, we cannot give you a refund, but help yourself to another crock pot.
Why do you think you got a crock pot for Christmas, Dom?
Right. It doesn't work. And it smells like stew.
Who's stew?
It's the ambiance. I don't know how your friend sleeps at night.
I don't know how he does either with a full stomach.
There's one more that I'm hesitant to read because it is just stealing.
Just do it.
Okay, so apparently this one is that they say you save on fruit and vegetables at the grocery store. Do you know how?
If you lick them all first?
No.
No.
They say what you do is the self-checkout, and then you just weigh everything as whatever the lowest priced,
like
apples or something
or
like that.
Bananas.
Right, bananas. You put everything as a 4011, which
that's
is
what
bananas.
Emily did.
I did that once.
With
and
organic apples.
I saved myself 10 cents, crock pot, all right? So let's not point any fingers there. How's it like living in your glass house?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.